And thanks for tuning in, scrolling by, or landing on this social media site. I'm Jay Cruz with Luke Blue Eagle. We're both here with HealthyLife.net Radio and a whole series of our hosts kind of joining in and chiming in with some different tips and solutions to kind of stay calm and focused during these crazy times that seems to be affecting a little bit of everybody. Luke Blue Eagle is joining us from, you're in Ontario, Canada, correct?
Nope, Quebec, Canada.
Quebec, Canada.
Yeah.
So he's also talking about a little bit of thunderstorms and rain going on in the area today. And unfortunately, that means you probably won't get out to see too much nature without getting soaked and wet and dealing with the rain today.
Oh, no. When I go out, it's sunshine.
Ah.
I went up this morning and I had dry weather and sunshine for my sacred dances. And when I came back in, well, that's when the thunderstorm happened. And when I was ready to go back out again, I had sunshine. It's been like that for many years.
Very good that you can somehow call in the sun, and when you leave, the rain will kind of come back.
It's part of our traditions, yes. Being able to communicate with the elements, it's always been part of our teachings.
Absolutely. Luke Blue Eagle on your show, which is on the second Tuesday each and every month, 2 p.m. Pacific time, 5 o'clock Eastern time, you obviously talk about a lot of the Native traditions, or in Canada, it's called First Nations. Here in the United States, I guess we call them Native Americans. That wouldn't work in Canada, though. Native Canadians, well, have heard that term. So I think it's First Nations as the, or Indigenous people worldwide is kind of maybe the correct term.
Mm-hmm. Indigenous is getting global acceptance from the people, yes.
Yeah. Well, you definitely talk about a lot of the traditions that are, you know, been in your family and your family's history, and those with other people who share that history. And one of the things that you definitely talk about on the show, and we just mentioned it a moment ago, is kind of getting in touch with nature. Is that something that you've always done? But nowadays, it seems as though it's definitely more important for people to get out, get away from the city, maybe leave the electronics behind, and get out and just feel nature, breathe nature, put their hands on the dirt and what have you?
Yes, it's actually very, very important. And it has to be something that's done daily, especially today. And there are ways of creating that in your own space at home. This is one of the basic teachings that is very important for people today. And it's called creating sacred space. And you can do this by creating what we call a turtle altar. And that is, you know, turtle altar, you know, the name of North America for all Native people was Great Turtle Island. And that was the name we gave to this continent. And as our responsibility as the red race is that of taking care of the earth, you know, every race has a different responsibility on earth. And the red race is taking care of the earth. They're caretakers and custodians of Mother Earth. And so it's normal that our altar be called Turtle Altar. And what's important for the people today is that by creating sacred space in your room with things that are natural, it gives you a space where you can sit down and connect with nature, because we are a part of nature. We are nature also. We have our human nature, and it's been formed by the planet for millions of years. You know, this recent synthetic artificial life, technocratic society and civilization is a very recent occurrence, and it's not going, it's going straight into the wall right now. You know, it's, you can read it all over the news. It's not viable, and it's going to disappear like it has in the past, because it's not the first time that humanity has gone down this way. You know, our history is a lot older than civilization history, which is only 12,000 years old. Our history goes back 127,500 years. And you know, the connecting with nature makes everything easier, because it will always speak to the truth. And that's one of the main problems people have today, is discerning what is true in all the lies and bullshit that's being put on the media. You know, people are just hogwashed and brainwashed and formatted and conditioned and programmed by all this information that is, you know, propaganda. And they're not seeing the reality of the situation in which you're in, so that doesn't make it easier for you to understand who you are. And if you don't know who you are as a human being, then it's very difficult to evolve and develop. And that's the whole reason for why we're here on Earth, is because we're, you know, it's a school. You know, our souls are immortal and eternal, and we come here probably thousands of times, you know, to evolve until we don't need to come to a physical planet anymore, and we become creators of planets, and, you know, there's no end to our evolution because we have this gift of creation. You know, using it for inventions is not the right way. What you should do is do co-creation. That means learning the laws of nature, which are the same as the rest of the universe, and applying that in the way you create, you know, paradise on Earth, you know. And doing that implies that you understand nature. So connecting with nature on a daily basis is fundamental. It's really fundamental to your being a human being. And since we don't all have access to nature today, especially in the big cities, well, what you could do is create sacred space. You find a place in your house and you have a small surface. It can be at whatever height is comfortable for you, as long as you can sit in front of it, you know. And you put two tablecloths, you know, and putting these two tablecloths is what we call, you know, everything has to be symbolic here, and that's what creates the magic or the medicine of your altar. And so when you're laying out these two tablecloths, one upon the other, you're laying the foundation. You know, we all have our feet on Mother Earth. We all share that. So we're all brothers and sisters in a way, because we all have the same reality here, you know. So this is what you're saying. You're establishing basic ground, the foundation of where we all are, you know. And then you're putting the elements that define the earth on the altar. The first is a candle or any kind of light, you know, that has a flame. And that represents the spirit of Mother Earth, you know. And then you're putting a small bowl of water. And this will represent the blood of Mother Earth. Water is the blood of Mother Earth. This is what flows through her veins and arteries. It's water. And as you're putting it down, well, you're offering it. Everything here is an offering. So you're offering it so that all those that are thirsty may have something to drink, and that we may see with clarity the nature of our minds, because, you know, water will reflect like a mirror, you know. And that's what you want. You want to come to understanding that things as they are and not as they're portrayed to be. And then you want to put a bowl with some salt in it, and that is offered as the substance or flesh of Mother Earth, and that will draw in everything that's negative in your environment. Mm-hmm. And you want to change that. As soon as that little mound of salt becomes stiff to the touch, it's time to change it. And then you also want to put some cornmeal there. That represents all the offerings that we receive from Mother Earth. And you want to put a crystal array, you know, a crystal would have several points there. I don't know, clear quartz is the best. And if the biggest crystal, you want to aim it to the polar north. And okay. This will align your altar with the earth energies. Okay. And then you want to put a shell with some sage in it, which represents purification, because intimately and originally and fundamentally, we're all pure. When we come here, you know, as children, babies, we're all pure. Everything is available to us. And with time and with different incarnations, we accumulate karma and conditionings and, you know, programmings and whatnot. And this influences the way we see reality. And the basic spiritual practice is always purify. Take off the different places of the onion until you get to the core, to the heart of what you are. So that represents purification, which is the most basic spiritual practice. And then you want to rattle. And the rattle is the life force shaker, and it represents the fact that you have to practice. You know, when it's sitting on your altar, it doesn't make any noise. You have to pick it up and shake it for it to make noise, you know. So it represents that if you're not practicing, you're not going anywhere. You know, it's your sitting in front. So once you have this, these basic elements, that's what we call the skeleton of the altar. This is, you need all of these elements. You can add whatever else is spiritually important to you on top of that, but you need these seven elements. And when they're all sitting there, then you sing a chant just welcoming the altar. And if you're doing it right, it just needs to come from the heart. I use the heart chant. It just needs to be, I'm welcoming this mirror of my perfection. Okay, that's the intent. And you'll see that actually it lights up. There's physical light that starts shining out from this. And the energy of that will slowly encompass your whole house or apartment or whatever it is that you live with time. And so it's a place where you can, and then what would be nice for people today who live in cities or don't have access to nature, you put a potted plant there, you know, and maybe another stone or anything that represents nature. It can be pictures, you know. And so you try to sit there once a day to reflect and just, you know, stop the constant thrumming around in your head, you know, and just come back to yourself. And, you know, it's been proven time and time again by innumerable studies that just sitting down doing nothing, what people call meditation, which has many, many different forms, but basically it's just sitting down doing nothing, is very good for your health.
Yes.
You know, it's good for your immune system. It's good for your blood pressure. It's good for everything. And what it really does is sets you in sync with nature. And in nature, there's no lies. Everything is true. Everything is real. So you're coming back to basics, and it will set you on a path where you can start developing and evolving like you're supposed to be doing here on this school that is planet Earth.
That was quite informative. We've got seven elements. We've got a place to bring nature into our home, the Turtle Altar, obviously named after Turtle Island, the name for North America for centuries before we ever walked the earth. A great place to find truth, the reflection, and in addition, calming and finding maybe some stuff within ourselves that would be beneficial to work on or take a look at or address for whatever they happen to be. And I also think it's kind of good to throw that in. And, you know, Mother Earth right now is going through, I was having some hot summers, a lot of different weather patterns. A lot of people are kind of concerned about what is called global warming. But regardless, the Earth has been here for hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of years. And,
well, many, you know, millions of years.
So
many millions of years.
The planet's going to be okay. It's whether we living on the planet now are going to be okay getting through these times. So that's a great way to get to nature, to do some grounding, and some great tips to set up a turtle altar from our friend Luke Blue Eagle from Ontario, Canada. Luke, do you have anything? Quebec. I always kind of blow that one. From Quebec, Canada,
which is
place where he's able to call us from. And the show on Tuesdays, the second Tuesday each and every month here on HealthyLife.net. Also, I know you have many books, you have many things on your website that also go into detail about things like the altar and some other things that you have available to listeners or people who might want to pursue this a little past maybe a meditation altar. Maybe they're already doing that. Maybe they are taking regular walks in nature. And maybe you, what else do you have to offer through your services and website, Luke?
Oh, there's a lot of things. There's crystal training. There's a lot of articles on many different subjects. There's products that I've created. One of them is a liquid smudge that created some 25 years ago because I needed to be able to smudge in places where you couldn't burn smudge, like intensive care in hospitals and prisons with closed windows, and where I was invited to as a spiritual counselor for the native inmates. And so I needed to find a way to smudge without the smoke. And I went into research for 2 years. It brought me to France to meet a high French perfumer over there who showed me his methodology, because early on I realized it was a perfume I was making because of some of the herbs that had to be treated with that in that way, you know, with the alcohol that's used to expulse, you know, the alcohol just, you know, shoots out when you spray the the perfume, you know. And ever since I created that, I don't use smudge anymore. That's what I found out after 2 years. This was a lot. It's like 10 times more efficient than the smudge. And I got explanation from scientific people why that, because in the beginning I really didn't understand. I got to more and more understanding as time went on, and that we were starting getting testimonials from people, you know, all over the planet. There's over 20 countries using this now. So that's one of the things that you'll find on my websites. I'm also a musician. I have 8 CDs of music therapy. And next project is putting my songs out there someday.
Mm. All right. And what is the name of your website for our listeners to go find it?
BlueEagle1.net.
BlueEagle1.net.
That's the blog. And you have BlueEagleShop.com also.
All right. And, of course, if listeners follow Luke here on HealthyLife.net, I think those links are on your on-demand archive page here at the station. So,
yeah, second Tuesday of every month at what time, Pacific?
2 o'clock for Pacific time, 5 p.m. for East Coast, like Quebec.
Okay, very good.
All right, well, Luke Blue Eagle, thank you for calling and joining us today on Zoom, telling us about the Turtle Altar and getting in touch with nature. Hopefully you can take a walk out and get some sunshine and come back in and let the rain go back and do its stuff. Thanks once again for joining us.
Thank you, Jerry. It was great to see you.
Sharing tips. Great to see you as well. And for our listeners, again, you can find the shows on archive and the second Tuesday each and every month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific time. Luke Blue Eagle, thank you so much for the tips and the hints to help us deal with these challenging times.
You're welcome. Bye, Jay.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.